Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Tonight, Harry and Meghan will be awarded the Ripple of Hope Award from the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization. The gala, hosted by Alec Baldwin, will also honor Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, Bank of America Chief Brian Moynihan, and late NBA legend Bill Russell. The New York Daily News reports Alfre Woodard, Natalie Morales, Don Lemon, Michael Bolton, Van Jones, Giancarlo Esposito, and Richard Kind are on the guest list for the New York Hilton Midtown Manhattan Hotel event that will surely be a paparazzi magnet because of the royals. The gala also marks Baldwin's first public appearance since the Rust shooting. Reports coming out of the Sun say Charles stopped taking Harry's calls because Harry was always looking for money and the Queen couldn't do anything about it. An insider told The Sun, "The late Queen was always happy to speak with Harry, but when he asked for money, she said, 'Why did you speak to your father?' Harry told her that Charles wasn't taking his calls anymore. Charles insisted that his son must email him instead. Members of the family, including William, had stopped speaking to Harry when they learned of his book deal, fearing what they said could end up in print. Harry is not as well off as people are led to believe. He was wanting money. When the Queen asked Charles what he was doing about it because she was fielding so many calls, he told her, 'I'm not a bank.'" We'll see if releasing a six-part documentary on Netflix, not to mention his tell-all memoir in January, helps prepare either Harry's family or monetary troubles. The Daily Mail reports Harry and Meghan insist they will focus on repairing their relationships with the royal family once their Netflix documentary and the prince's tell-all memoir come out. Sources say the couple have spoken about reaching out to the prince's estranged relatives after the inevitable furor around the projects has died down. But royal insiders have questioned whether family members would even welcome such an overture. An insider said, "The trouble is, when it comes to the Sussexes and these revenge projects, they are so hell-bent on, people are asking when will enough be enough. It's not unreasonable in the circumstances to ask whether they are even interested in repairing their relationships with the family." Royal author Phil Dampier told the U.S. Sun, "It would have been extremely difficult for Harry to rip up his Netflix contract and lose millions of dollars, but that's what he should have done to mend the relationship with his dad." 3 episodes of the documentary are expected to be released on Thursday, with another 3 the following Thursday, giving your favorite royal podcast plenty of material to cover all of December. Thanks, Meghan. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The New York Times had a humorous report on Bostonians not being too impressed by William and Kate's visit. The Times writes, "Were patrons abuzz about the visit at Santapio's, a bare-bones bar and pizza joint in East Boston institution? Not yet," a bartender said dryly as he hustled crispy pizzas and plates of steaming sausage to a row of diners Wednesday night, his expression suggesting the likelihood of any buzz was quite low. "Well, how about the crowd at Dunkin'?" A woman waiting for her order in a puffy winter coat, hood up, declined to talk to a reporter, then asked what the story was about. Informed of the topic, she curtly shook her head and said, "I don't care." The Times pointed out there were at least a few pockets of enthusiasm, such as the Subway sandwich shop on Dorchester's Morrissey Boulevard. "People are pretty excited," said Michelle Maduka, an employee who attends school at nearby Boston campus of the University of Massachusetts. "Daniel works at the Subway, and although he was scheduled to be off, said, 'If you could tell me they're coming here, like they love Subway, and they're coming to Morrissey Boulevard, then he would take the extra shift.'" Alas, William and Kate did not stop in for a footlong. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good time.